Describe a person you know who gave a clever solution to a problem. Do you think children are born smart or they learn to become smart? I think that there is a very interesting debate about nature versus nurture. The central question of this debate is whether children are born with their personality and skills, or if they develop into these traits. Personally, I suppose that it is a combination of both. Some people are born naturally gifted with a high level of intelligence, whereas others have learning disabilities that may affect their intelligence. Nonetheless, any child can become more intelligent with the proper supports and education. How do children become smart at school? It seems to me that children usually become smart at school by applying themselves and being open to learning new things. They have to work hard at a subject in order to master it. That requires doing all the homework and persevering even when it gets hard. But they also have to adapt to new material and ways of learning. For example, their teacher might teach them something using a hands-on method, so they have to learn how to work with that method in order to get smarter. Why are some people well-rounded and others only good at one thing? Being well-rounded or being good at one thing depends on your personality, as well as the amount of effort you put into different aspects of your life. Some people find one thing that they are good at and throw all of their effort into that one thing, becoming experts. Others do not have one passion, but rather prefer to develop many different talents. Either way, most people tend to focus on things they are good at rather than things they struggle with. Why does modern society need talents of all kinds? Well, modern society needs talents of all kinds because that is the best way to have a healthy workforce and consequently a healthy society. If everyone was good at science and became doctors, then no one would become an author or a teacher or a business person. It is much better to have a multi-talented society so that everyone can contribute something different. We need just as many artists as we need accountants. Do you think clever people are bad at some things? What things can clever people be bad at? I think that everybody has weaknesses, no matter how smart or clever they are. But when it comes to what clever people in particular might struggle with, it really depends on what they're clever at. For instance, someone who's really quick with numbers might have a hard time writing a good essay, and vice versa. Or someone who's very smart and has a quick wit might be bad at being empathetic. There are different ways to measure intelligence. What role can a good teacher play in a student's learning? Well, a good teacher plays a huge part in a student's education. A good teacher who can effectively teach a lesson can help a student grasp the material quickly. As a result, that student can get a good grade and feel confident about learning. But beyond that, a good teacher can encourage a student whenever they have difficulty. That helps the student know that they're worth more than just a grade. Do the people around you have special skills? Well, I'm friends with people who have studied other subjects, so to me it feels like they have special skills. I know some people who are science majors, so they're able to figure out complex equations and solve difficult problems. I have a friend who works in construction, so they're also very handy and are good with tools in a way that I'm not. It's good to know people with different specialties. It makes me appreciate everyone's differences.